Blog Talk Radio.
Where you are.
Fireworks.
bless you. God bless each and every one of you. I know that your praise is like fireworks. And I thank God, my God, that you're making a sound in the spirit. And I give glory unto the Lord. And I thank God for each and every one of you for staying in a press. My God, for keep going, for keep pushing. I know it get tall. I know it get hard, especially throughout the day. You get very complicated, especially kids and stuff. And for those that have kids and going back to school and you're working, my God, getting them situated, but yet you're still being faithful with God. Let me tell you something, saints of God. All that will pay off. I'm telling you right now, if you're going to see some evidence from the living God, you're just going to have to keep staying in the press. I just thank God for all over the world, for our listeners and our international brothers and sisters, for believing in Christ with ABM. But we can continue to stay on the move and take this ministry worldwide. I'm telling you right now, it's just such a blessing for you, but just keep pressing and stand. No matter what you go through, you just keep pressing through the storms. You keep pressing through the keep pressing, keep pressing. Let me tell you something, saints, if you're going to get to that place of successful or expansion, you're going to understand that you're going to come to different things, that you're going to go through turbulence far. But at the end of the day, once you make it through, you know you don't pay the price for what God done bless you with. I think that's the part where we can stay humble at, and we can stay in our place of humbleness, because we all know the price that we paid to get where we are going. And I'm telling you right now, you are paying a price, but you're going to have to keep pressing. You're going to have to keep going. You're going to have to keep moving through the storm. This is Saints of God. I'm so excited, getting geared up. ADM family, we're going to get ready to celebrate our 1 year anniversary in September. And I'm telling you right now, I want you to come and be a part and just celebrate God with us. Thank God for what he is doing. He blew my mind this year. My God Almighty, I just have the expectation what he's going to get ready to do this coming year. My God, all I can say, greater is coming. And I just thank God for how he's just blessing and really transforming the things of God just so quick. It's just blowing out our mind. But I'm telling you right now, you have to stay in the press. You have to stay in the pocket, saints of God. Listen, it's just such been a blessing night all week. We've been in intercession and been in prayer. And I'm telling you right now, that is the key. I know many of you have a testimony. I'm telling you right now, you can't just not be in prayer with God and thinking things is not working out or happening in your life, regardless if you got chaos or regardless if it's storms and things is just moving all the way around. But I know for a fact that God done made way out when you didn't think your way out, when you were seeing your sin, all of that clutter before you, and God done made a way through that clutter. And I'm telling you right now, it's in the press. You just going to have to keep pressing. I just give God the glory. Thanks to God, just worship him for a few minutes and just give God the glory. I just want to worship him for 30 seconds. Can we just worship him 30 seconds?
In my heart, in my mind, oh, I need you to be my guide.
You don't count it yourself out. But I'm telling you right now, if you listening to us right now, this crazy man on the other side of ADM ministry, you already living past the moment. You already in the moment. You just keep giving God the glory. You just keep giving God the praise. and in spite of, you just keep pressing through. I just thank God and I give God the glory. You are the head of our life. Say to God, listen, we definitely want to open up the lines tonight and hear some of your testimonies. So if some of you have testimonies that you want to share, I want you to go ahead and press one on your phone. We're going to make sure we get you right on in. But I'm telling you right now, it's such a beautiful thing that God is doing. He is turning around. He is working it out. He is taking care of his people. I'm telling you right now. And you know, all we have to do is just give ourselves to him. That's all he wants. Be faithful and give ourselves to him. And I'm telling you right now, he is blowing our mind. Listen, if our very own Minister Pastel is on the line, press one, Minister Pastel. We're going to have her to come in and get ready to intercede in the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm telling you right now, say, so God, you just keep pressing. I feel the Holy Ghost. God bless you, Minister Pastel.
God bless you, God bless you, Pastor. God bless you, First Lady Lakeisha. I thank God for the family, the Indian family. I thank God for my brothers and sisters worldwide, nationwide. I thank God for you, Father God. We come before you, lifting up your name, Father God. Glorify you in this moment, oh God. We just give you praise and honor, Father God, for what you're doing right now, Father God. We thank you for that spectacular word, Father God, that the man of God has spoken over yesterday. We thank you that the move of God that you're doing, you're working signs, you're working miracles, you're working wonders in our life, Father God. There's evidence of your power, there's evidence of your grace, there's evidence of your love, oh God, around us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for sustaining us now, ours, oh God. We thank you that you're bringing us into new sustenance, oh God. We thank you, Father God, in this hour that you're working in our favor. Father, what everyone listening in the airways, we thank you for them, oh God. We thank you that you will continue to cover them in the name of Jesus. Cover our pastor and his wife, Father God, his family, oh God. Cover his home. Cover every ABM family, oh God. Cover in the blood of Jesus. Cover the children nationwide and worldwide, Father God. Cover them in the blood, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your war and angels guide them, oh God. We come against every spirit that tries to attack the children in this hour, Father God. Will there be no evil before the children, Father God? We plead the blood of Jesus over our children, over our homes, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, God. We know that you already done, oh God, that you are a great God in all your ways, oh God. You work in great things, oh God. A mysterious way, oh God. We thank you, Father God, this day. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you for life, oh God. We thank you for joy, oh God. We speak triumph over every situation right now, Father God. We speak it over everything that you're facing right now. We speak triumph in the name of Jesus. Victory every situation, every person that needs a situation like that. We speak victory over them. Hallelujah. We claim for everything that belongs to us in the mighty name of Jesus. For them that need a doctor, you are a doctor. You are a healer in this hour. Those that need a lawyer, you are a lawyer, Father God. You are a protector. Hallelujah, you are everything, and everything we need is in you, oh God. We thank you right now, Father God, for keeping our minds in this hour, Father God. We ask that you continue to bless, bless the people of God. Cover us in the blood, Father. Keep our minds, hallelujah, like Pastor said, we must continue to press, refresh us in the name of Jesus. Refresh our mind of God. He got on our course. Refresh him in the name of Jesus. Fresh him in the name of Jesus. Touch his wife. He commanded of us. Touch him in the name of Jesus. Pour a fresh anointing upon him. He commanded us. Rabbi, we pull down every us. Keep us, Tiana, the folks. Keep us. Everyone, just to maybe ask that you keep them in the name of Jesus. Every petition, the other that you would do it in the name of Jesus right now. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for life. We thank you that you are working right now in our favor. We never forget the works of your hands, oh God. We thank you. No other name but the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Give it back up to you, Pastor.
Holy, holy.
Minutes and just worship the living God right there in your home. Just worship Him. I'm telling you right now, I cannot get enough of worship. I cannot get enough of exaltation just in the song of the living God right there. And I'm telling you right there, saints of God, holy is His name. Holy is His name. You just take a few minutes right there and worship the living God. For He is worthy to be praised. Through it all, He is worthy to be praised. I just want somebody that sometimes you feel like, God, do you really hear my prayers? God, do you really hear me? I'm praying, I'm believing. I'm trying to get this church thing right. I'm trying to get this thing that what we call church, God, right. But it seems though I hear testimonies of you and see everybody else. Can somebody just talk? I just want to get transparent with somebody. Somebody just talk to the pastor tonight, talk to the Lord tonight. You say you probably be saying, like, Lord, I'm trying to get this church thing together. I'm trying to do everything right. I'm trying to obey. I'm trying to be faithful. But I see and I hear everybody else's testimony. But I'm saying, God, when is my time? When is my time? Through the tears, God, when is my time? Through the rain, God, when is my time? God, when is my time? Is anybody tonight all over the world? Sometimes you get to that place, you feel that way. Say, God, when? I know you're here. Because every now and then I'm experiencing a little blessing. I'm experiencing an intangible blessing. But God, I'm still trying to figure out, when is my time? Some of you just need to talk to Him tonight. I know you probably be waiting on me and just trying to hear what God is going to do. I know you probably waiting on a message right about now. But right now, I just feel led by the Holy Ghost that He wants you to talk to Him. So you need to get real with Him. We keep coming to Him with all this church, this church persona, but yet we not be real with God. I know He is faithful. We know by the word and how we've been taught that He will work it out. But the truth be told, I don't know if you hear me, but the truth be told, I don't know if you're going to help me to work out my situation. Can somebody just be real and transparent and just put the church book in front, the church book to the side for me? And just be real and strip yourself with next with God. Because I know it's somebody tonight. Sometimes you feel like I thought, I know that you're going to work everything out. I know that. Do what I've been taught. Do what I believe. But when I look at my situation, when I look at my life, I don't see you working it out. I wonder, oh God, I'm like trying to help. Now what is happening to me? It's a little unbelief in me. And I'm trying to figure out, God, if you for real. Is anybody to worship God tonight? You need to talk to Him. You need to talk to Him. You need to talk to Him. I dare you, all over this, my God Almighty, all over the internet, my God, phone lines, I dare you to talk to God tonight. Let's talk to Him. You need to talk to Him. Because at the end of the day, some of us need to get real. We get caught up in the emotions of the church. We get caught up in the shout. We get caught up in speaking in tongues. We get caught up. But at the end of the day, we know that our spirit is depleted. We know that we're trying to hold on by our thread. My God Almighty, our belief is not where it be, because it's not because we don't believe in Him. We just don't believe. Do you hear us? It's not because, my God, we don't believe that He want to have a relationship with us. But sometimes we believe that we are not having a relationship with Him like we're supposed to. Sometimes we could go through life and we could go to different things through our life, and we could accuse and put so much of, we could beat ourselves up so much. God, as I'm doing something wrong. God, have I sinned? God, have you don't turn your back on me? God, as I'm being chastised, is my life cursed? Do I have the judgment of my life? God, what is this? Maybe it's not meant for me to have peace, to have joy. Maybe it's not meant for you to provide for me like you provide for everybody else. Maybe this is my life. Struggles, lacks, pain, infirmities, heartaches, frustrations. Maybe, God, this is my life. See, some of you probably want to settle tonight. But God don't want you to get in a place of settle, in a place of comfort. But he wants you to step out of that and just be real with him. See, sometimes we got to be real with him. I'm not the man, I'm not the author of the King James Bible, so I might not have the mid-English time language of go down and I. Maybe I have a language right now, just say, God, this is me. This is me, God. I probably can't pray like Pastor. I probably can't prophesy or see what the prophet says. I maybe not be active in the church. Every now and then, I probably don't even go to church. But God, you say, my God Almighty, you are saying with everybody. This is me, God. This is me, God. I might not have the finest clothes, but somebody that other individuals could look at and say he or she is important. But I'm your creator. I am your creation. You created me, and since you created me, I might not have the best grammar, but God, I have a well in my soul. I have a well in my soul, and say, if you did it for them, I know you could do it for me. I know you're the same God of yesterday, in today, in forevermore. Can somebody tonight, my God Almighty, can you just get transparent with God tonight? Can you just get transparent with God tonight? Sometimes we get stuck behind the prayer. Sometimes we get stuck behind speaking in tongues. Sometimes we get caught up into our emotions. Sometimes we get caught up into the tears. And we forgot about being transparent, being for real with God. My God Almighty,
watch God provide.
Have that been you? Have that been you? If you really want to get a connection with God, if you really want to feel God like you never felt him before, it's being transparent and real with God. Being real with him. You know, at times through this walk, we wonder, God, did you love me? Have you forgot about me? We wonder, God, I'm feeling some type of way. I've been trying to live faithful and holy. And I know every now and then I might make some mistakes and my thought pattern might not be on track. But you say you search the hearts of men. And since you search the hearts of men, when you search my heart, my God Almighty, you will see that I have a genuine agape love for you. God waiting on some of you to go ahead and script yourself naked. Sometimes we can hide behind the scripture of what somebody else said. Yes, that's what somebody else said. That's what the author, Moses, Paul, David, Job. Sometimes we can hide behind the scripture of others. But God is trying to bring forth the scripture of you. The scripture that he is writing every day about your life. And he is wondering, if you surrender, And don't be something that he haven't made you to be. Some of us know we jacked up. God wants you jacked up. Some of us know we messed up. God wants you messed up. Some of us know that if we, even though we go to church, we clap, we sing, we cry, but yet we still got an addiction problem. God won't that. When you be real with him. Oh, ya no roshi korande. Irande nanande rashi. God is ready to be real with you. And tonight, through the flowing of the Holy Ghost, I break and I rebuke and I come against every false impartation that is imparting into us of how we should act, how we should be able to carry ourselves, and how and what we should say to God. Things that individuals are put in our minds and put in our heads to convince us what is appropriate, what is the right way. But the only way that I know is what the gospel says. They that worship me in spirit and truth. So therefore tonight, it is my prayer, my prophetic word unto you, that we're going to take a stand to not come into, not approach God as individual that is trained mechanically by man. Trained by man what to say and how to feel. But individual that now I'm going to come before God, we come before him through a relationship to let our God know what is wrong.
Thank you,
to let our God know that we're getting weary. To let our God know that I believe then that
let
you'll work that situation out. But God, I'm having problems now
let
in this situation.
Consuming
that now we can be transparent with God. God, I might not have the best sounding tongues. I might not have none of that stuff at all. But God, I have me. Can somebody talk to him tonight? I dare you to talk to him tonight. Talk to him. I have me. And because you made me, and because of the first breath that we took in the boom of the chosen individual that you chosen to, for we could be conceived inside. Then it was your creation. So therefore, God, the best thing that we can give to you and we can offer up to you, not something that we've been designed, that we've been molded into, that we've been convinced, and that we've been brainwashed. But we can give to you, God. It's you, yourself, that what you gave us, we can offer it back unto you. That is your creation. We are your creation. Some of us, God, we might not have the best one. We not, might not have the best work, but we are still your sisters. Sometimes our outlook on life can be very devilish. Our perspective could be very twisted. But God still sees that we are your sisters. We are. As you draw, keep drawing to us, God. We'll keep drawing unto you. Say to God, you get to a place to where you got to get out of that church mode. God, hear your prayers. You've been crying out. We've been crying out before him all week. Pastors come and give good word, give good teaching, give us good scriptures. But sometimes sometimes I have to approach God who I am. That's what the word says. That's the word says, strip yourself naked of the words I cannot put on other stuff. I can't come this way. I got to come who I am. I got to come. This is who I am, God. I dare you tonight, you surrender unto God. I feel another elevation of deliverance tonight. Some of us, you might be saying, God, I'm a cusser. So what? So let it be. This is who I am, God. God, I'm a smoker. God, I'm a drinker. God, I'm a homemonger. God, I might be in the pulpit preaching, I'm leading your people. But God, I got perverse issues. I got sexual issues. I got lust issues. I'm manipulating the people. God, I want to be clean. God, I want to be free. I'm tired of the enemy is blackmailing me every time I want to come to you and cry out. I break the blackmail spirit in the name of Jesus. That you shall be free. Sell it now, God. All over the place.
Thank you, Jesus.
You take a few minutes and you just begin to intercede and cry out before the living God. You talk before Him. Because let the truth be told, saints of God. I can give you a lot of tools and I can give you a lot of things. But at the end of the day, if you don't know how to go to God before yourself, the church can go to God before you. The pastor cannot go before God before you. The prayer partner cannot go before God for you. Every man and every child, young or old, you're going to have to go to God before yourself. So I dare you to take a few minutes, not to be led by man. The man I'm talking about is right here on this other side that you listen to, prophet to me. Not to be led by me, but to be led by the Holy Ghost. You begin to talk to Him and share with Him who you are. Share with Him. And the only thing I can help guide you and tell you, just keep it real. Keep it real. You might not be saying, God, I bind and I loose. I declare and I decree. You probably be a brother just coming off the block and just saying, you know what, God? I'm an OG out here. But I need to be an OG for you. You might not be saying and prophesizing and know all the healing scriptures, but you know and you can feel it in your spirit. But what you don't be heard, like the woman with the issue of blood, that He is a healer. And you might not say, you might not have the words down pat. By my stripes you be all healed. But you can come to God in your way and say, God, I heard you was a healer. I heard that you was a healer. People got testimony that you can heal. You can heal me from AIDS. You can heal me from this sexual transmitted disease. You can heal me from cancer. You can heal me from HIV. And whatever I've done to contract these things, God, I repent. All I can know, I say, I'm sorry. But I understand now in this season, we have great work to do. He chose us. He chose us. Me. He chose them. Them. Somebody need to tell that to yourself. God, you chose me. You keep carrying on to do your work. So shower down. Shower down. Shower down. Oh. Rain on us. Thanks to God. Can we just take a few minutes? I want to take a few minutes and worship him. Listen, I'm not going nowhere, my God Almighty, but I just got to worship him for a second. Let's take 30 minutes and 30 seconds to worship the living God. Let's take 30 seconds to worship. Ministry, we repent. Teach us your ways. But we will not come in contact or damage any of your people. So we thank you, God. We thank you. This is Saints of God. I just feel the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you right now, I just want to leave you right here. I'm telling you right now, you need to continue to worship the living God throughout the night. You need to worship God throughout the night. I just feel a worship this week. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. But all I know, I feel worship. I feel worship. And I'm telling you, saints of God, when the spirit of worship begins to get on you, and when God is beginning to ask for worship, that's elevation. A lot of you are going to get ready to get elevation. You're talking about your coals, your spiritual fire. And going to get ready to come greater, greater, greater. And I'm telling you right now, the spirit of worship is here. And I pray that the spirit of worship will rest upon you. Rest upon you right now. Saints of God, please listen to the prophet. While God got this worship going on, you don't need to get into foul conversation. You don't need to get into gospel stuff. Because the spirit of God is the gentleman. And the spirit will lift. It'll pull. It'll come right off of you. When you start engaging into things that is not of him, it's not entertaining things that is not of him, the spirit will lift. You don't need the spirit to lift, because whatever God is doing, I can't tell you what he's doing, but all I know, I can feel the spirit of worship. I can feel that God is leaving us just to be real with him. I don't know, but all I know, you want to stay in that place and just stay worship. I know some of you got to go to work. I know some of you got to go and spend your day. Baby, you can worship him in your mind. Everybody don't have to know that where you at or what you're doing. You can constantly worship God. Because whatever God is doing or whatever he's going to get ready to do, I want you to be there. I want you to have it. I want you to receive it. Oh, my God, I can feel the same. I can feel it. I can feel him. I can feel him. So we just worship him. Just worship him. And I prophesize that the spirit of worship will overtake you like never before. That in this season, you'll learn how to enter into worship. Not to receive, but enter in. Not to go along with it in song and dance. In an act of movement. But you'll enter into worship. And the worship begins to come alive through you. As a fire being vibrated. Book electric. Oh my God, somebody worship him.
Hey!
Be back on all week at 7 a.m. I want you to tune in at 7 a.m. But while we get, my God, I want you to continue to shower down. Till this time tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. You be blessed.
Bring new life, Jesus.
Come on, just lift that hand and